Okay, we are in a very special time. This is the weeks of Shovavim, and as we pointed out, that Shovavim is a time of Teshuvah. Shovavim is Rosh Hashanah for the six parshios of Shmos, Vayera, Bo, B'shalach Yisro, Mishpatim, and it's a time of returning. Shuvavim, Shovavim, return you wayward children. And really, the yisod is that what's going on as we read these parshios, that we live with the times. And as the Klal Yisrael, as a nation, is going through beginning the Shibud, the Gullus of Mitzrayim, and all that entails being in exile, and then we're taken out. There's a Geula that happens, and everything that happens on the Klal Yisrael, on the national level, also each one of us goes through in a personal level. Whereas we each have our own Mitzrayim, our own constraints and limitations, and we also have a Geula. We also have a Kriyas Yamsuf, and we have Paro chasing after us, and we have a slavery, we have the Ten Makos, we have a Kabbalah Satorah, and we're going through that, and our neshama is sensitive to these things. That the tzaddikim explain, you have to be ma'ayin in these parashas, the way one's ma'ayin into a difficult toisvus, not just to go through a cursory reading and going there directly, to live with the times and to connect to them. So what I'd like to do tonight, in order to try to enter into this period of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and everything that means on all the different levels, both personally and you know, nationally, we'll try to learn a piece from Nesiv HaShalom, you know, a little bit inside, a little schmoozing, talking it out a little bit, but let's just begin with the idea that this is the idea, these weeks, these 42 days of Shovavim, right, the 7 days of the 6 weeks, 42, is a very auspicious time. And it's something that we have an opportunity now to correct certain things that we might have gone wrong in terms of personal holiness, in terms of self-control. And now is a very mesugdikul zman. So we'll start with in Isa Meharizal. Sheshivus HaShovavim Behem Medubar B'Parshio Sator Be'inyin Golos Ge'ula Mitzrayim Va'ad Kabbalah Sator Heim Zman HaTikunim L'chol Inyone HaPagomim. We can correct everything. So just all right, just by hearing that there's a possibility of fixing that, that gives a lot of chias to us, a lot of hope to us. It gives us a lot of encouragement. It's really, hey, I messed up, but right, as we know, Rabbi Nachman, if you believe you can break, you got to believe you can fix. So you can fix. You can fix. Yesh lilma miparshios elu es haderech le yehuni. Eich yotze mishari tumo pagomim shehu shaku behem. How can a person escape from all of the tuma and all the blemishes and the mistakes and the issues until they get to the point of a Kabbalah Satora? The reason we went into Gullus was not because of any sin per se. Before we could be taken to be the chosen people, we could give the Torah, we had to go through this iron furnace. It's not a punishment. When you have something that needs to be refined, we're not punishing the gold. We're bringing out the best in them. So these weeks are times of bringing out the best inside of us. To correct
it's always the genitalia, the nakedness of the land. Shekolzman shalom shakuabam. Kolzman, the person's entrenched in these things, ain't a suggle kabbal hatorah. They can't get it. So it's like a hechsher mitzvah. This is a time of preparing ourselves to get kabbalah satorah. Vezesh dibur harishon be kabbalah satorah. So what's the first thing Hashem says to us? I'm Hashem. I took you out of Mitzrayim. So everybody asks, what do you mean? That's like, we said this over so many times, but you know, when you're filling out a resume, you always put your strongest quality first. You don't save that till the very end. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, if we could say such a thing, Hashem putting his greatest qualities up there, would he say that I took you out of Mitzrayim? No, he would say I created Shemayim Va'aretz. So why? That's not how he induces himself. That's not what happens at Kabbalah Satorah. I'm Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. Lam alo nemar Hashem barasi esha'om. I created the world. Rather, says the Nesiv HaShalom Ella, Ramaz Jakol Inyan Golos Mitzrayim, the whole purpose of this, Haya Hachona Likras Hamayim HaGodol Hazeh. The whole reason we went into Mitzrayim in the first place was to get to Kabbalah Satorah. Right? So therefore,
We have to understand that each one of us has to get out of our Golas Mitzrayim in order to reach our personal level of Kabbalah Satorah. That there's an energy. There's an energy of these parashios that we try to connect to at this point in time of the year.
The way to fix this, he ayidei gimel inyanim.
So the Nesiv HaShalom is going to explain three areas of working on, and if we do that, then we can overcome our Yetzihara and the burning passions inside of us. So what's the first thing? The first thing is emuna tahara ubrua, to have a complete clarity in our emuna in Hashem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything we're doing, and He knows all of our thoughts, and there's no possibility of hiding from Him. You know, like those funny Groucho Marx glasses, you know, with the big mustache in the front of you, you can go hide somewhere. You can't hide from Hashem. We don't want to hide from Hashem. We're always in front of Hashem. And that's a very uplifting thought, to realize that Hashem is always with us. But Hashem sees, and we have to believe this, right? We have to believe in this. So that's the first thing. That's Aleph, our emuna. The second thing is Yirah Shamayim. The person has to, you know, start with a very simple level of, you know, there's a Yiras HaOnesh. I realize that if I do something wrong, I will be held accountable for this at the end of 120 years. There's no such thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mevat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget about what we do. And sometimes, you know, that's what holds us back from doing things. I don't want to get zapped. I don't want to get punished. The Yisod, Ki Is Din Ve'is Dain. There's a judge and there's a judgment. Ve'od Nidon Al Kom Asav. Even the things we do in the privacy, we think no one's looking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. So that's an idea of the second thing that he talks about. Again, the first was the emuna. The second is this idea of having Yiras Shamayim. And the third inyan that the Rebbe talks about is Hachnas HaChumrius, to lessen our connection to physical things. Eating, sleeping, drinking, all sorts of physical types that we have. Right, v'lav davka be'es hisgavrus hayetzer obdover bo misgaber ela ba'ofin shetiti lahachnia haguf va'achoyme va'arbo hakasha. To simply detach ourselves from being so entrenched in physical things. So those are the three things. Okay, fine. Rak im shalosh eli yaseh. If it does these three things, v'natsa mide hayetzer b'midazu. So we can connect to these three energies, and we use them, then we'll get out of Mitzrayim. Okay. He quotes here from the Yesod HaAvoida, Zechus Egenu, Ki Ra Yeshar La'akor B'sichlius. This is a theme throughout the Nesiv HaShalom, that there's certain things you can't overcome with an intellectual, you know, understanding of the Inyan. V'hayne Pagam Zeh Nikro Ra, K'moshkosu Be'er V'onan, right, that we know in Parshas Vayeshev, we discussed what Er and Onan did. The Torah calls that Ra. That idea of shichva zer levatala is ra. V'chein his orus midas hergish be'avas Hashem yesh chashash mitoch shior midah avo yipul be'avo le'inyonim surim. When a person, you know, works and strengthens a particular drive, that avo, so then it could go to an unhealthy place. What this form called an ava nafula, where it falls, and it's that energy, that positive energy of wanting to give of oneself and to share of oneself in a healthy way, goes to the wrong places, and he brings a remez from this, right? In, as we say in Eishes Chayil, Isha Yiras Hashem. Right, shele taivus ela ha'etzah hirak le'or yira. The only way to get through these taivus is not to an intellectual understanding; it's just pure yiras Hashem. Fine. Ve'im tomer harei shlosh elu gam heim devaram musrim lelev. These are three things that are, you know, inside of a heart. Ve'ilu ha'yetzer ha'boyer ba'adam hu koach pe'il b'damo. That's my you know, it's acting in my energy, in my blood. Ve'ech yishlon ha'seichel v'hadas al hisgarvus ha'yetzer. The Gemara says in the beginning of Sota, "Ein adam oiver avera le'im kein nechnasa baruch shtus." So I have foolishness going with me. Hanu she'az batelim mutolim kolin yonim sichliim. I'm a Sota, and I'm not thinking straight. If I was thinking straight, if a person, we were talking this out earlier today, if a person was would be thinking straight and understand Yiras Shamayim 100% of the time, they would never come to do an avera. The Torah says we think about 99% of the time. So whatever it is, that 1%, that little bit, that's the crack where this ruach shtus comes in, And therefore, that's what caused the person to do it. Sahat teshuvahi says in the Siva Sham, Shibinohing Shiva Olam, Ein Hatsa Mechin Kle Korob, Va'achar Porot Milchoma. So, when you have war tactics, you have to always have your weapons sharp and ready to go. It's not only when the time of the war happens, then I'm going to start practicing. You always have to be on guard for when the battles break out. Okay, so that's what he says here. Al derech zeh, tzarech adam hashrish bo yomam v'layla, midas ha'amuna v'yiral hachnia tomides ha'choymer. We should be thinking about this constantly, not just, oh my goodness, all of a sudden, I have a taiva for something, now I gotta start working on myself. No, you're a soldier, a chayov, you gotta constantly be in training and preparing yourself for when the battle hits, for when the taiva is hit. So that's what the Rebbe is saying. V'haneshek hazel, a neshek is a rifle, a gun, right? Like and you oches b'neshek, I'm holding my gun, right? So haneshek hazel yeh muchan etzlo tomin. You always get your rifle with you. You know, you see these soldiers, these Israeli, like, right? You know, the guns with them always. V'gam achkor tomid. Make chakiras and to think about this. Ameg the pituye hayetzer midosav haroz to try to figure out how does that yetzer hara trick me? How does it seduce me? What environments do I know in advance? I can't put myself in that situation because if I do, I'm going to chas v'shalom be nechshol. So I know in advance how the yetzer hara gets me. So I have to think about that. Va'az gam be'ez mivchan melchoma tia yado al halayona. You'll have the advantage because you're prepared for this. So that's one of the ideas here. The person is thinking about these things. I'm going to skip a little bit and move on to Os Beis. Ulam koza nemer ogarigila mitzad hayetzer. This is when it's a regular type of thing. Achish od motzav nafshi eitzel ha'adam. There's another type of thing a person goes through in their neshama. Be'ish shiroitzim nasos oiso miyuchad min hashamayim im yama v'nisoyim. There's a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends, we never ask for this, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us a nisoyim, a very difficult challenge. The hayetzer hara bor boy ke'ish l'hava. The yetzer hara is on. I don't know how to translate eitz l'hava. It's a fiery flame. It's you know, burning inside a person. As kol ha'etos and imratos ain among us low. All the etos and all the device and all the mus and all the missiles yisharon. What are you gonna do? Hey, yos ve'ain ze kavar milchemes yetzer regil. This is not a regular war. Rak nisoyim in hashemayim. HaKadosh Baruch is sending a tremendous test. Like Yosef HaTzadik, a person walks down the street. They have to think of themselves. I gotta be like Yosef HaTzadik. All the different things that are out there in the world. Hamevin yovin. Ve'ein eitza ve'ein tavun l'amoid bo rak aydei mesiris nafsho l'Hashem mibli lehis ashe b'chol atotzos. A person just has to have mesiris nefesh and just do the right thing. Shubachinus nisyonu shel Yosef, because that's what Yosef did. K'mo shematzinu brav Amram chasidus. The Gemara has a story where there was a pigeon shibuyim, and what happened was the women who had been ransomed were upstairs in the attic, and he had Yetzer Hara to go up to the attic and do something inappropriate with these women. And Shas Maisa, he takes the ladder, and he's using the ladder to go up to the attic, and while he's climbing the ladder, he screams, "There's a fire burning! There's a fire burning! Nura Biamram, there's a fire burning in the house!" And everyone comes running, and he's caught. He's caught in the act. Everyone sees it. Tremendous embarrassment. Tremendous busha. They see what he was doing. His yetzer hara that he had to go up to it. But he was able to be misgaber and to scream out. And to scream out that mysterious nefesh. Yes, it was embarrassing. Yes, but it's better to have that embarrassment. It's better to have that embarrassment, right? And nevertheless to do the right thing. So that's what a person's son has to do. But you have to be prepared for this. So this is all before a person becomes, you know, lessened. What happens after the fact? What do you do? A person was nichshol. A person messed up, but they want to fix. They know. They said, "I know what I did wrong, but I want to get out of this hole." So again, we were talking about this earlier today. That the rule is in kashrus, kibol kach polto. The way that it absorbs, so too it emits. Meaning, if something became non-kosher because it was on a fire, so you have to get back to that level of heat source in order to get the non-kosher out of it. The blia has to be taken out using a heat source. But let's say it was not there was no heat involved. It was a cold item. A person, I don't know, put the pig milk or something into a glass. So then it's cold. So the glass had the non-kosher in it, so you just wash it off. Use a little soap and water, it's good to go. You don't need any heat in it. But however it was absorbed, you have to have that same level to get it out. So the sodas in spirituality, if an Avera was done, like we said, with an Eish Lahava, with a flame, so then you have to be on fire to get that out. And that fire is by davening, that fire is by learning, and that fire is by chesed, and that fire is by kol milituv. To get it out. Aleph, kimo de isa ba'avodas Yisrael l'Shabbos Hagadol she'al averos she'on oiver al ratzon Hashem b'chinas hashmisho b'tzonein. When a person does an avera but in a coldness, belit teshuka resichas adam, they weren't really on fire for this. So then gam teshuva also dailo lios b'tzonein. So the tshuva could also be a cold type of tshuva, a cold intellect. The Rambam writes this, that the coldness of the intellect. Not that he had a cold intellect, Chas v'Shalom, we're saying, but he's describing the different character traits as of a cold intellect, like water. So if a person had an intellect with it, so then the tshuva is also the same way. So they have a regret about what they did in the past, and they make a decision, a real, sincere decision, I'm not going to do in the future. That, right? That's what's done tzoning, with cold. But let's say it was used with heat. A person got really fired up and worked up and passionate about that avera. So then the tshuva has to come through a place of warmth and of fire and of passion, right? Like a fire that's burning. And what if it's a kli cheres? So for a kli cheres, ein lo tikana. There's no way of fixing a kli cheres. Sometimes the only way to kasher something is to break it. So sometimes the only way to kasher your heart is to have a broken heart. Hainu lev nishbar. That Hashem will never despise a person's true, sincere, contrite feelings of remorse. For sure not. For sure not. So a person says, look, I'm holding my show of them now, and I really want to correct the things I did wrong. And they break themselves. And not in a depression, but rather in a place of sincere regret and in anticipation of what can come out from the future from this. Teshuvah is 1% about the past and 99% about the future. That's from the Lechavitcher. He quotes it not in this piece, but in others. So that's one Indian. Beis. Lo rak lape tikun ha'over elish me'ato avodoso tihye bechius v'slahavus de kedusha. And not only is it fixing the past, but from now on, as we just said, 99% of what's going to be in the future, there's going to be a hislavus, an excitement and a passion. Bechin of eish tam mitukar al ha'mizbeach. And then I'm having this fire that's constantly there on the mizbeach. Yargilas atzma bechol inyan hanogel avodas Hashem lo order krirus levavo lasoso bechamimus yisera to do things with a fire, right? And this hislavus is part of the mitzvah itself. That we were on fire for the mitzvah itself. Good. Let's move on a little bit. We'll do the last piece now. Gimel os Gimel. So again, just to come back to what we began with, that the parashios that we're reading now, each one of us goes through it on our own level. Which again, you look in the Mori Naim, he has this theme throughout that just like a person has to go through a Membeis Masos, 42 journeys till you get your own personal tikkun, your own personal Eretz Yisrael. We're going through these parashas as well. And this is the Zman. The Kriya is Ma'orah HaZman. That's all this forum talk about this idea. Shinyon Nitzchi Lahadrich Ladon Letzeis Michol Sharetumo Shehu Shaku Behem. That the Torah is eternal. And that means that the Torah applies to every single Jew at all times, wherever they find themselves. Reishis HaGeula Haisa Hashrashas Ha'emuna, it says, "Pasuk Lema'an Yaminu Ki Nira Elecha Hashem." Right, Moshe is convincing everybody that he's the real deal. V'hayim lo yaminu l'chol, not going to believe to you. Hamuna l'kol ha'osa achron, believe in the end. Zehaya ha'yisoid ha'rishon. The first is the first thing. Again, there were three things we talked about. So the first is amuna. So again, we needed the three things. Let's just quickly chazer. The first was the amuna. The second was the yiras shemayim, and the third part, which we're going to see, is separating themselves from taivas. So all three of these are contained in the parashios. So the first thing is Amunah, Moshe Rabbeinu comes, fine. V'achachach eser makos. Now we move to the second stage. In yonam v'ashvars midas hayira. This is the makos bring out the midah. She Hashem also shulim v'fonam. They're going to have a fear of Hashem. Ba'avur teda. So that again, the purpose, the educational purpose behind the makos. Ke'ein kamoni b'chol haaretz. There's no one like me. This is all part of the purpose of the makos. Right, brings here from the Beis Avram, Zuchus Yalgein Aleinu, Parshas Yisro, Atem Re'isim Asher Asisi LeMitzrayim. You saw what I did to Mitzrayim. Hainu Yiras HaOnesh Sha'aru Lahem Oid Mitzrayim. You saw this. That's our second aspect. Okay, first was the Amunah. Then was Yiras Shemayim. V'achar Kach, and now comes Makas Bechoros. Makas Bechoros, which is the third part, the third phase, corresponds to this third level of separating ourselves from Chumrius. Shachodesh Baruch Omer Kichasos Halayla Ani Yotzi B'Soch Mitzrayim Meis Kol Bechor. I'm going to kill every single Bechor. Kmo Shapirish Maran Baal Yisod Avoida Zuchus Nenu. The Bechor Merumas Al Hatanugim. Bechor. What I once heard from Ramosha Weinberger explain the idea that a Bechor, like what you like most, like what's the most important thing, and it was based on the Siva Shalom that the Makas Bechoros is when you shecht that thing that's most important to you. I think if I remember, he was talking to boys in like Ezra Academy, like hockey is the most important thing to you. Your girlfriend is the most important thing to you. Like what's your Bechor? So Makas Bechoros is where that's shechted. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu hirashet. Eev Shalat says me Mitzrayim Ervas Arvitz Rak Achreish Machnia Kol Mine Tanugim Tshukos Chumrius. This has to happen before the Yetzias Mitzrayim can take place. While they're still in Mitzrayim, you have to do something. That's the Holy Sobah. You put the dam on the doorpost. You make a concrete action on your half, and Kodesh Baruch Hu responds in kind. Sehein Bechor Paro Hayoshiv Akiso. What's mean the Bechor of Paro who's sitting on the throne, right? Choshev Malchus, Dehainu Tanugim Chashuvim. That's like a very choshev kind of Tanug. Dehain Bechor Hashvi. Heavy, the lowest level. Ad Bechor Behema. Tanugim Shigam Be'enye Atzmo Me'usim Ach Enim Yoch Lipotim Mehem. These are the types of things a person knows. This is disgusting. I'm involved in something. It's push it. Gross. But I can't stop. So those are the three. Again, the Amunah, that's Moshe Rabbeinu getting the signs before beginning his shlichus into Mitzrayim. Then you have the 10 Makos, which is the second level, which was creating Yiras Shemayim. We see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And the third one was the Makos Bechoros, which is separating ourselves from those things that we're drawn to, that we know we're not, don't really belong in our lives. So it continues. U'mikach gimel elu, hamidos, for these things, k'var yotzim Mitzrayim, aval oilo niftru me'etam. We're not completely out of them. It says, paro esa'am, derech. So now comes Bishalach, right? We leave, and then Paro's chasing after us. So again, Paro chasing the Jewish people means there's still a Paro that's chasing after each and one of us. Plishtim, certain swarm Plishtim corresponds to the meat of late Sonus. But that's for a different time. But here it's talking about the tanugim ra'im, like unhealthy types of pleasures. The im hayo oivrim derech eretz plishtim hayo Yisrael tzrichim laharim midas tanug la'avodas Hashem la'avdu b'midas ahava. So we had to use that meat of ahava to elevate this. V'zos lo rotzal kodesh baruch hu heyos ki korofu. So easy. Sheze yoser midai korof shayu b'mitzrayim be'ikara zuhama v'adain einim esugam la'avodas. Oh Hashem, b'mida ahava shlo yiplu shuv b'tayvus. So it would be such a quick, backsliding if would have used that. So that's why Hashem has us go into the derech of the midbar. What's the midbar represent? The midbar represents yira. Again, not using the meat of ahava, using the meat of yira of Hashem. Shirak aydei she'avru es Hashem b'mida sayira yizgabru al Mitzrayim. That's the way we can. What's it called? Get through this, and it brings another remnant to this, quotes Gemara in Erevin and Nun Dalid, Shemesim Atzmo Kemidbar. When a person makes themselves like a midbar, Dehainu, Shirochim Mikol Tanugi B'nei Adam. that you know, we separate ourselves for who inyan hachnos hachumrius. Okay, but yet there's still a debt to settle. There's still something that remains a little bit. For achere hakov yirifu mitzrayim achereim kol sus berachiv paro bepartial. So Paro still comes chasing after. We thought we were done with this. Comes now the horse and the riders. Shehem kol koychus hasitra achav ratuma. All the forces of impurity and of tuma. Hagam shukar his chazik with his gabir ha'adam al yitzro bechol shalosh elu hanal. That we've already done these three things. Meaning again the emuna and the yerushimayim and the being machnia the gashmius v'chol pam koyches mitzrayim azuhama road v'machareim, and yet I still feel this voice inside of me, this drive to pull me back to all those things. Gedolim ma'od midas ha'yeush etzel ha'adam. The person has yeush and says, you know what, I'm giving in. Shigam achrei shigar yotim meretz mitzrayim roa kishuv yitzro mizgaber kibetachila. I can't believe it. I've been in therapy for the last 35 years. I've been working on this inyan, and I thought I finally got through it, and now it's like I never did this. I never budged. I've never changed at all. I'm right back where I started. And the yeish, v'tzaku mitoch yeush, right? And the sarcasm, what, Moshe Rabbeinu, right? You find the Jews were sarcastic. Is it Moshe, there wasn't enough graves in Mitzrayim. You had to bring us out here to kill us? You had to bring us out to the desert to kill us? So Moshe says, no, look, the same way you're looking at the midstream now, you're never going to see them again. Now, what that means is a little bit hard, because they do see them again after Kriyas Yamsuf. So then they see them. They see that their former slave masters like washed up dead on the shore. You know, you do see them. So it doesn't mean you're not going to see them. What it means, you're never going to see them in the same way. It's like that slave mentality. This is Ibn Ezra on the Chumash. We asks Pashat the question, why didn't the Jews just fight back? You know, I remember by the hundreds, by the thousands, why didn't the Jews just fight back? The Teretz is because a slave never thinks about fighting back against his master. So when Hashem is on the deeper level and says, you're not going to see them anymore, you're not going to see them, you're not going to perceive them in the same way as having a shlita over you, of being your masters. Oh, okay, let's do a little bit more. I'm going to skip a little bit. Da-da-da. The idea is the Mesiris Nefesh. Okay? The Chazal Omru, Hayam Ravionos. The water saw, Yamsuf saw, and it fled. Ma Ra, what did it see? Arona Shel Yosef. What? They schib. Schib Bey, sorry, Vionos Achut, so that you just like Yosef Hatzadik did something that was against his nature, right? Mesiras Nefesh, not to give in to the wife of Potiphar. So since he broke his teva and didn't do it, was so natural, so easy, so Mida Keneged Mida, by the Yamsuf broke its teva and it split, right? Morom is gam kein al kach Yosef shenis kadish b'mida zu aide Mesiras Nefesh, kibli Mesiras Nefesh, without self-sacrifice, Yeshar. Limitas, you can't get this. You can't have this tahara and this kedusha without doing it, right? V'yisod siyum degufa shalishalam kach tzorich lasos soif haguf v'zeh she'omer chazal ahayam nidme lahem kebocher ish milchama. Hashem appeared like a young man fighting a war. Ki Hashem tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow, and just like. When you lift your arm, your shadow does the same thing. So when a Jew behaves in a certain way in this world and acts with a certain amount of Mesiras Nefesh, Shashem Tzilcha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to respond in the same way. And that's what he brings here. Last part. Hine Maran Admor Bebeiz Avram Zechuskenu Omer Al Divrei HaZohar HaKadosh Ba'atik Ketalia Milsa Ha'ikr La'atik Es Atzmo Mimakomo. To uproot a place, person from the place, what does that mean? Yesh Lomer Shenichla Bezeh Even a person can't totally change himself over, do a whole makeover, a whole reinventing themselves. However, less, get yourself out of that place just a little bit. When you have a special time like a Yom Tov or Shabbos, oh, Kishaboim Yemei Hashovim, or what the time period that we've just entered into now, Hashovim, V'chol HaPachas Yireh Shelo Yishar Kemo Shehaya. You have to make sure that we, at the end, when we finish this, 42 days of Shovim, that we're not the same as we were when we began. Uvesirus nefesh, you're talking, you could fix this with Mesirus nefesh. Im lo es kol metzav, maybe not the whole thing, l'chol apachos be'inyin echad, mash yodu inish be'nafshe, sh'ayetaharim es gabra lav b'yoyser. That a person knows that at least that there's one particular area that I could work on. I might not be able to recreate myself. You could, but I might not be able, that might not happen this year. Might have to wait till next year, Shovavim. But to pick something and to do something, not be the same as you were beforehand. That's the Sforum say, Al Tishgen Rekhamil Fanecha. Don't turn us away empty. Don't let this experience that we're having right now leave me empty. Let me connect to it. Let me attach myself. Let me do something physical to remind myself or to hold on to this, make a Kabbalah, do something that can do this. So again, a lot more to talk about, but again, just as a An entryway, just to think about things that we can work on during the time period of Shovavim. We take these midos that the Siva Shalom talks about, that these are the three things that we have to do. Quick Chazor, the first thing is to have an emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second thing we have to do is to strengthen our Yiras Shamayim. And the third thing we have to do is to disconnect ourselves so much from our physical attachments. With these three Avodas, we should be zoiche to make a nachas ruach for Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, and we should be privileged to connect and to internalize all the messages of Shovavim. Okay, shkoyach everybody. Have a good night.